inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Summer is officially over, but the gardening season continues, and with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. I think I might not necessarily agree with you on this officially over with summer stuff, even if it is the 1st of September.
Well, there's still some planting that we can do, right? Trees, shrubs?
Well, there certainly is. I mean, yes, absolutely. I mean, I could still be planting some kale and some spinach for slow growth this fall when it comes in 3 weeks. But that stuff will then, you know, for overwintering and then for very early harvest in the springtime. So, yeah, let's not be too hasty in this, considering the beautiful weather we've had, even though there are, I know, some of those other indications, like temperatures and the leaves falling in quantity.
Is there a particular time that we have to get these trees and shrubs planted by? Is it like the first frost?
Well, actually, I have planted some of this stuff into November. It's more a matter, really, the ground. It's really handy if the ground's not frozen. Let's put it that way. Although I have planted bulbs when the top layer has been frozen. So right at this point, ground temperatures, soil temperatures are quite warm. Soil moisture levels are good. And if we do, there are bargains to be had at some of the local retailers with trees and shrubs and such. So putting those plants in the ground, those trees and shrubs in the ground now, give them a first watering, and after that, Mother Nature is probably going to take care of the watering for us, but they will be growing roots, again, as long as the ground is not frozen. So the ground itself isn't likely to be frozen for another month and a half or more. Who knows? I'm not going to predict what this fall and winter are going to be like. So it's a great time for that, as well as dividing a lot of our spring and summer blooming perennials as we are. We may be doing cleanup work. You know, we'd be cutting back the leaves of a bunch of this stuff. But at the same time, and if you think, well, I've got too many iris or too many primroses or they need to be moved around some, we're going to be doing dividing now. And even I've had folks ask me about, you know, dividing or planting rhubarb plants. All of this stuff can be dug, divided, and replanted now, refertilizing the soil certainly as we go, and basically getting ahead on our tasks for next year.
And what do you do when you divide? You just take a shovel and split it right down the middle? Or
it just depends on, yeah, it depends on how tough the plants are. I mean, for some of these things, yeah, like Siberian iris particularly, for something like that, you may need to use an axe or a hatchet to chop them in half. And what you can do, too, is if you don't dig the whole clump up, just cut down through the middle of it, perhaps with a sharpened shovel, take a file or grinder to your shovel, dig right down through the middle of it, take away half of that, backfill with some good soil, a bit of compost and such, and then the chunk that you take out can be divided maybe into another couple pieces more and split up and moved.
And on another subject, what about those of us black thumbs who are still kind of limping along here with our tomatoes in our greenhouse that they haven't ripened yet? What should we be doing?
Fried green tomatoes, which they don't do that much for me. But mine have been ripening nicely. I have not been too nice to them as far as always keeping up on their watering. And that extra stress, I mean, my tomatoes have wilted, and I give them some water, and they perk back up again. But that stress really does help them, or it threatens them with termination, essentially, and forces the tomatoes to kind of switch their own schedule. As long as they've got good conditions, as long as they've got plenty of water, nutrients, and all that, they just keep growing and growing and growing. But if they are threatened by loss of water, end of the season, and declining days, daylight, they should ripen. So that's what I'm recommending, is less water. Certainly don't be fertilizing them. And, you know, too much fertilizer can also cause a problem because, again, they'll just keep growing and using that fertilizer, trying to keep growing more leaves, more stems, and more flowers. And at the same time, this would be the time to remove the flowers from them, because they aren't going to ripen fruit even if they do get pollinated.
Oh, it's kind of too late.
So clip off all those flowers, and then the plant isn't wasting energy going into flowers. It can be going into ripening those fruits.
Ah, okay. All right. Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on K2.